This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio 1472. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all shortwave. On this edition, recorded August 5th, DRM tests versus DX. New frequencies from Argentina, Sudan. Greek from Australia resumes. Clandestines for Horn of Africa in Kurdistan. Future plans from Benin, Malawi, Colombia, Dominican Republic, Iran. Name that station. Venezuela and Ecuador closing down radio. And the propagation outlook. We are still getting some reports of LRA 36 Antarctica on 15476. July 27th, it was heard by Manuel Mendez in Spain at 1814 to 1830 UT with some Argentine songs. Also July 31st at 1900 by Antonio Madrid Gutierrez, also in Spain. I hope North Americans are trying for it. It's on the air Monday through Friday between 18 and 21 UT on 15476. Quite low powered, but it's the only shortwave station in Antarctica. However, it's due to have some interference, in fact, be blown away by some DRM tests scheduled on 15475 later in August, about which more later. Carlos Gonsalves in Portugal hears a lot of Greek pirates on the X band and sometimes their second harmonics on the 90-meter band, such as 3240. But more interesting was the second harmonic of an Argentine X-band station he heard on that frequency, August 1st at 2208 to 2227. It's AM 1620 in Mar del Plata, Argentina. He heard an ID along with some light songs and announcements in Spanish. Here's a new frequency for one of those military feeders in Buenos Aires relaying a local commercial station, presumably aimed at Antarctica. It's 11133.5 lower sideband. Rick Van Riel in New Hampshire reports to Hardcore DX, hearing Radio Continental relayed there at 2300 UT on July 30th. Big news from down under is the reactivation of that little Greek station on the 120-meter band near Sydney, Australia, Radio Simban. It's on approximately 2368.5 kilohertz. John Wright of the Australian Radio DX Club previously served as their QSL manager, as he does again, and has kept in contact with the station. As of Wednesday, July 29th, they were back on the air at 0350 UT. That's in the local daytime. They had put up a new antenna. Testing was taking place. It's west of Sydney's internal airport. Power was originally 50 watts for test purposes, and they were just playing a loop of music from an MP3 player. But they were going to raise the power. There's also an internet feed, and they're on 151 megahertz, but it's not the same programming as on 2368.5. It was soon being reported elsewhere in Australia by Craig Seeger, July 30th at 1118 UT, a strong signal with continuous Greek music, he says. He's 200 kilometers away. And also by Wayne Bastow in Wyoming, New South Wales. He reported it to us at 0815 UT on July 29th. Brian Clark in New Zealand as well, July 30th at 0708. David Sharp in Australia, New South Wales, July 30th at 1215 UT. Still just playing Greek music. Mauno Ritola in Finland apparently was getting this very weak signal, measured on 2368 0.486, a weak carrier at least at 2000 UT. And Radio Simban also caught by Ron Howard in California, July 30th at 1253 to 1337 UT, best after his local sunrise, he says, which was at 1311, Greek music and singing. He went back home from his beachside DX location and checked the website for audio. It was the same type of music. He did not hear any announcements at this time, but he sent them a report and got a nice reply confirming that they were only using 50 watts at the time for their first tests. They said, "We strongly believe our new aerial, when our new transmitter is connected, to replace 50 watts, will bring big things, so keep tuned to 2368.5 for Radio Simban." Then on August 3rd, Ian Baxter in New South Wales said their signal was much stronger, sounding more like 100 to 200 watts at 0410 UT and also at 0820, which would be after sunset. And Ron Howard in California heard them again on August 3rd from 1213 to 1341, and now they did have some announcements along with the Greek music. Walt Samaniev in British Columbia was at his de-expedition location in the Queen Charlotte Islands and was also hearing it from TuneIn around 1100 UT for a couple of hours. We have some shortwave news about Transworld Radio in Africa. Brandon Jordan in Tennessee wrote to their Benin station, which has been on medium wave 1566 with 100 kilowatts, wondering when they would be ready to start on shortwave from that country. The reply, "There's not much progress yet on getting shortwave from Benin going. We are waiting for the powers that be to grant us a license, and then we hope to proceed. The 100 kilowatt AM 1566 is running well, so shortwave is still a year or two away." As you may not have noticed, there's a small item in the current World Radio TV handbook that Transworld Radio plans shortwave from Malawi on 4870 kilohertz. So Brandon Jordan also inquired about that and got a reply from James Burnett, regional engineer at TWR Africa, that their Malawi partner has committed to getting that shortwave relay station on the air by the end of this year. However, it's supposed to be only 1 kilowatt, so it's obviously just for local and regional coverage. Malawi already covered well from Swaziland and South Africa, among other sites. On July 28th, Alokesh Gupta in New Delhi, India, reported that the Bhutan Broadcasting Service on 6035 was running on low power using the old transmitter, as the new one was causing some problems, and that one is off the air. Consequently, weak signals were noted on 6035. We've had lots of Bolivian logs. Here are a couple. Radio Santa Ana on 4451.2. Reported by Bob Wilkner in Florida, fading in at 2330 past 2345 UT on July 24th, 25th, and 26th. He says the signal improves as the station signs off around 2350. They have a good Bolivian program with music and a DJ. Also reported from Manuel Mendez in Spain, 4451.2, July 27th at 2225, but it was very weak with noise and audible only on lower sideband. Then there's Radio San Miguel, Bolivia, which David Sharp in New South Wales says is the most reliable Bolivian there, audible most nights, but exceptionally strong on July 29th at 1110, with a lengthy talk in Spanish mentioning Bolivia and Riberalta on 4699.305. Hadrijicadora de Limeira, Brazil. I believe I mentioned that last week. On 120 meters, 2379.96. Reported by Phil Ireland on a New South Wales de-expedition in Australian DX News back on June 29th at 0842. Craig Seeger, also on that de-expedition, said he at first had his doubts, as 90-meter Brazilians are difficult from eastern Australia, let alone on 120 meters. And he can't recall any previous reports of Brazil on that band. heard in Australia in the past two sesquidecades. Anyhow, heard at 0844 and still audible at 0930 on June 30th. This may very well tie in with our previous report that they were also putting stronger signals nearby in Brazil. David Sharp in Australia also reports Rádio Educadora de Limeira on 2379.954, July 31st at 10:38, tentatively anyway, since he did not get an ID. Harmonics from CHU Canada, 3330. Rick Van Riel in New Hampshire reports to the Harmonics Yahoo group. It was heard on 2nd, 3rd, and 4th harmonics. Not only 6660 and 9990, but Chris Smolinski in Maryland has heard them on 13320. CFRX in Toronto has been on and off the past week. Mostly off, it seems, or very low power, not audible or barely audible on 6070. We've not been able to find out what the problem is at the transmitter. But Steve Lehrer in Michigan suspects they may be running on exciter power only, with the finals being lit off. The Central African Republic is irregularly active on 7220, but rarely reported. Now in the Media Network blog, Dave Koenig reports that Radio Centrafrique finally has an online presence, a website in French, the official language. There is no online streaming of live broadcasts, but you can listen to some audio material. There is a news archive extending back to January of 2008. The website is www.radiocentrafrique, spelled as in French, .org. In Play DX, Rafael Rodriguez reports that the stations he QSLs for have made some improvements. La Voz de tu Conciencia on 6010 has installed a new antenna designed to improve close-in coverage but reduce coverage far away, hoping to satisfy Radio Mil in Mexico, which has been complaining for many years about interference from Colombia. But that may well mean it's harder for anyone else to hear as well. On the contrary, their other station on 5910 at Puerto Lleras, es Marfil Estéreo, is going to improve its long-range coverage, although he doesn't say exactly how. I wonder if to reduce coverage on 6010, they are installing a Lazy H near-vertical incidence antenna, as used by some other missionary stations. On 9600 in late July, around 0500 UT, David Sharp in Australia was hearing Radio Revolucion in Cuba instead of Radio Havana. I suspect they were merely relaying the provincial network from Santiago de Cuba, which is called Radio Revolucion. Strangely enough, that is not the name of a national network in revolutionary Cuba. Radio Marti has announced, as heard on shortwave, that they're broadcasting for eastern and central Cuba, UT Tuesday through Saturday at 0200 to 0400 on 1620 kilohertz. They don't say so, but of course that's the relay via WDHP in the Virgin Islands, and which forced the Dentro-Cubans to jam 1620 with a domestic network. And for a lot more than 10 hours a week, I think, is it really worth it to WDHP? By the way, Radio Marti from Greenville on 13820 at 2130 UT August 2nd was accompanied by some loud, distorted FME no-carrier spurs at plus and minus 50 kHz. Via AM, FM, compatible upper sideband, satellite, internet, and shortwave, this is World of Radio number 1472. Check our website for a lot more info, including the latest issue of DX Listening Digest, number 9055, upon which this program is based, worldofradio.org. Your contributions always welcome to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702 USA, or WORADIO at yahoo.com. The B09 Coordination Conference of the HFCC is coming up in the Dominican Republic, organized by Jeff White, later in August. And these meetings always provoke some interesting special transmissions, especially DRM tests. But that's not all. Here's a notice which Jeff White has just sent us. Besides DRM tests from Bonaire and from Chile and another site or two, he says, we're also planning to conduct special tropical band transmissions from the conference in conjunction with inaugurating a new radio station in the Dominican Republic. The Telecommunications Institute, Indotel, has authorized provisional transmissions by Radio Discovery, or in Spanish, Radio Descubrimiento, from the Dreams Punta Cana Resort on the East Coast, with 100 watts on 4730 in a combination of three modes, standard AM, SSB, and WIN DRM, the form of DRM used by ham radio operators. You must connect the receiver to audio output to a computer with WIN DRM software installed. The broadcast on 4730 will take place throughout the week of the conference, August 17th to 21st, during various daytime and nighttime hours, with a half-wave dipole, special QSL cards available. Details announced on the air. After the conference, Radio Discovery will move to Santo Domingo, the capital of the Dominican Republic, and will resume transmissions from there in the near future. Well, those of us with long memories know that it's not exactly new. For a brief period, quite a few years ago, Jeff operated Radio Discovery from the DR. As I recall, it was just above 15 megahertz. So that should be quite an interesting addition to his WRMI in Miami. 7165 and 7175, despite being in the exclusive ham radio band, are a couple of interesting frequencies to monitor for the Ethiopian-Eritrean radio war. In Australian DX News, Ruman Pankov in Bulgaria has been doing just that. On 7165, he reports four signals at 0440 UT, July 22nd, the strongest a spur of Vatican radio, signing on in Bulgarian on fundamental 7335. He doesn't say so, but I compute that's a leapfrog of 7335 over 7250, landing on 7165. Besides that, he heard the Ethiopian External Service and UNID station and the White Noise Eritrean Jammer. On 7175, at 0358 and also at 1558, he's hearing the Eritrean program, but also a White Noise Jammer. It's rather hard to sort these out, I think. But he says Eritrea was not on the air on 7175 at 1600 to 1830, nor the next day at 0400 to 0500. Ethiopia was not on the air after 1830 on 7165, and Eritrea after 1830 and 0500 on 7175. RRI Makassar, one of the few remaining 60-meter Indonesian stations, on 4749.95, reported by Brandon Jordan in Memphis, Tennessee. He says the best hour to hear it is between 10 and 11 UT, roughly, but that is between sunset at the site and sunrise where he is. The best signal on 60 meters below 5 megahertz, he says, during that hour. Also reported around that time by Chuck Boland in Florida. Ron Howard in California agrees on that exact frequency, and out there he says it normally strengthens about 1345 UT. Earlier than that, the Chinese station dominates the frequency. Another Iranian clandestine has been proposed, or mooted as they put it, in the Media Network blog. It would be called Radio Neda, N-E-D-A, according to a post on the Right Side News website. Something to help overthrow the Islamic dictatorship. Well, I think this is just speculation, but keep that in mind in case something appears. NBCDX, Wolfgang Büschel is wondering if the South Korean time signal station on 5 MHz is still on the air, call sign HLA. A reply from Takahito Akabayashi in Japan. It's not audible here, so possibly it has stopped transmission. However, there's no mention about stopping on their Korean homepage. He says that JJY time signals from Japan on VLF 60 kHz cover South Korea quite well, so it's not really necessary to be on shortwave 5 MHz. Kurdish clandestines for Iran. In Pladiex, Aker Peterson in Denmark reports, voice of Iranian Kurdistan presumed on 4794.97, July 26th at 0245 to 0315. There was heterodyne and jamming amid the talk. Audio disappeared at 0300, but the jamming continued past 0315. Roman Pankov in Bulgaria reports in Australian DX News on 3932, Denji Kurdistana, Iran, at 0310 on July 22nd, mentioning Marx and Engels, accompanied by an Iranian jammer. At the same time on 4765, a different program in Kurdish but with the same ID, and that frequency was clashing with Dushanbe. He translates the ID as Voice of Kurdistan in Iran. Also at 0355, it moved to 4801 to avoid the Iranian jammer. Ron Howard in California says it was extremely nice to find Sarawak completely free from the usual heavy interference from CNR1 China on 5030. This was August 4th at 1301 to 1412 UT with an ID as RTM Kuala Lumpur, but a singing Sarawak jingle as well, and IDs for Radio Malaysia Sarawak parallel to 7130.50, that new frequency we recently reported. At 1355, it was totally covered by CNR1 echo jamming. In the British DX Club, Dave Kenny says Radio Pilipinas at 1730 to 1830 on August 2nd was carrying a recording of a Manila domestic FM station instead of its own programming, ID'd as Business Talk DWBR 104.3 FM. Quite good reception on 15190, 11720, and 9395. Not sure why, but possibly because of the recent death of former President Corazon Aquino. Or maybe it's something they always do on Sundays. In case you're taking a noontime nap in the central zone at 17 UT, as I was August 1st, I recommend the melodic muezzin on Saudi Arabia for a perfect lullaby during that hour on 15205. Not long ago, we had a report that the sign-on time of Radio Hargeisa, Somaliland, on 7145 was 1455 UT. But now Ruben Pankov, Bulgaria, Australian DX News, has heard it much earlier. The earliest time heard, 1220 UT on July 22nd. ID at 1300. So it's not clear when they come on the air. We can only hope they'll keep making it earlier and sign on at or before local sunrise so we can hear it in North America. Patrick Robich in Austria heard from Radio Peace in southern Sudan that they finally found a way to eliminate the interference from the other missionary station in nearby Uganda on 4750. They say that the Radio Peace technical team will be changing their frequency to 4740. However, a number of DXers have been looking for it and are still hearing it so far on 4750. By the way, it will be the only known shortwave station on 4740, as Ron Howard and Seichi Hasegawa point out that the Vietnamese regional has been inactive. Scott Barber in New Hampshire was still hearing Radio Peace on 4750 August 3rd, signing on in English at 0226. IBB has been a holdout as far as going with DRM, but finally they've started testing from Greenville. This is in anticipation of the HFCC conference in the Dominican Republic, but they've also started already, and several DXers have heard these. The official schedule, according to Gerhard Straub, will be at 20 to 22 UT on 15475. That overlaps 1 hour with LRA 36 Antarctica. I've asked them to move. And at midnight to 04 UT on 9405. These are using a rhombic and a log periodic antenna, respectively, from Greenville. I wonder why they can't use the curtains there. The tests are in cooperation with HCJB, and those who've picked up some of these say the banner reads not only VOA, but HCJB. Probably from the same site, but not sure, since the schedules have not been published, Terry Wilson in Michigan has been hearing more DRM testing on 9530 between 21 and 2230 with text in German, and switching to 9405 at 2230. George McClintock, who has a construction permit for a new shortwave station near Nashville, is asking for suggestions on what to call it. He's thinking about WBWW, for we broadcast worldwide, but he would like some other ideas. The format will not be totally religious, so the slogan and call should allude to its international flavor. It would be best to consult FCC listings to find whether a call you might suggest is actually unassigned and available. Let us know, and we'll pass on your suggestions to George. I would like for a U.S. shortwave station to actually have the letters SW in its call. If you don't hear World of Radio at the scheduled time, don't give up. On August 3rd, our 2200 UT broadcast on WBCQ 7415 did not start until 2213. It also pays to tune in early. Will Martin in Missouri noted that a couple of weeks ago, our 0230 UT broadcast Sunday on WWCR 5070 started a quarter hour early. In Venezuela, the Chavez regime has announced it'll be closing down hundreds of radio stations, and specifically the first 34 of them have been announced and ordered off the air. There's been a great deal of press about this, much of it appearing in the new DX Listening Digest, mostly in Spanish, with a list of the stations. It doesn't really affect shortwave, since there's hardly any shortwave left already. But there's been a lot of dissension about this. A few stations seem to have closed down with no protest, while others have their supporters. Thanks to Yimber Gaviria in neighboring Colombia for much of the info we've received about this. And in the Media Network blog, Ecuador is thinking of doing the same thing, nationalizing radio and TV stations, according to President Rafael Correa, to stave off irregularities. The propagation outlook from Boulder issued August 4th, ANK indices mostly 5 and 2, but with a big peak to 18 and 5 on August 18th. Solar flux stuck at 68 through August 31st. Glenn Hauser concluding World of Radio 1472.